This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Johnny, that was fun listening to you take phone calls last night.
You know, I love taking phone calls, man. I know that there was a lot of panic, and there'll probably be even more tonight. But I love getting a chance to do it. We can't do it in studio because we don't have phone lines that come through our studio at the stadium. So I'll be back up there tonight. So if people want to hit me up, 713-572-4610. Just kind of stole your job, Sean.
That's sorry okay. But no, that's okay. You know, if anybody's going to steal my job, it can be you. So let's start there. I feel like there's not a ton of draft stuff to hit this week because we had Oklahoma Pro Day today, maybe a little of that. But it is the first day of free agency. So, Johnny, as it's unfolded, we know Nate Solder was the big name off the board that a lot of Texan fans wanted. As you look at what's still left out there on the market, what's your optimism level for the Texans coming away with a free agent class that fans will be satisfied with?
Well, I'm convinced after spending time on Twitter that nothing ever satisfies any fan base of any sort. I mean, if you follow Patriots fans, they're freaking out because, well, what are you gonna do about Nate Solder? Oh my goodness, Danny Amendola's going to Miami. What are you gonna do? Look, I mean, you know, just satiate yourself with the fact that you've got 8 million rings and you're happy with that. But no fan base is ever happy. So I get it, but the Nate Solder one is that's a tough one because it seemingly came down to the Giants and the Texans, and he decided to go to the Giants and fix the Giants' left tackle position because the Giants drafted Eric Fowler. Flowers from the University of Miami with the 10th pick, and that has not worked out.
Well, he's been terrible.
They went and got Solder. He's terrible. And I'm sure Rich has seen that and probably made him mad. But Oy. That said, it helps the Giants, and you're paying the guy $36 million a year at 30, 31. So it was going to be a dicey proposition anyways. But that said, now comes plan B, or maybe in this case, plan C. And at that point, and here's the thing about it. I got a list from the NFL Research Department. A buddy of mine sent me the list, and they had their list of the top 100 free agents. And in that list, there were three tackles. That's it. Three. And so, obviously, Nate Solder was the only one that was in the top 25, and the other two were Chris Hubbard, who was at a 99, and Cameron Fleming, who was number 71 or something like that. This was not a great free agent class for left tackles. And that's, I mean, what can you do? I mean, there's nothing really you can do about that. It's just some years, just like in the draft, some years are great, some years not so much. And this is one of those years where it's not. So now you got to go to plan B, plan C. Justin Pugh is still out there. I don't know if he is a guy you would feel totally comfortable with playing left tackle at that point. But now you got to, at a key position, figure it out. And I'll say this because I've seen this a few times. I know a lot of people said, well, you could have just solved everything by paying Dwayne Brown last year. I'm telling you, and I said this last night, and I'll say it again between six and seven, maybe two or three times. That was not the only issue going on with Dwayne. And if you listen to the podcast that he did with Arian Foster, Dwayne rattled off a number of different, you know, issues that he had with the organization. It wasn't all about that money. But I guarantee you, Dwayne Brown's looking at what Nate Solder got paid and said, I'm better than that guy. You better pay me. Well, now that Seattle's going to have to do that to pay him. And there are other tackles looking at that money going, hey, I need to get paid as well. So it's going to be a dicey proposition along the way for some left tackles. But what plan B is, what plan C is going to be going forward, hard to say at this point. But the pickings were already slim heading in. Yeah. So I guarantee the Texans have had plan B and plan C. It's now just time to put it in order.
Hey, John, Sean mentioned it. He the pro day for Oklahoma was today. And so that was a chance for one Orlando Brown to redeem himself. And I don't know if you've seen his numbers from his performance today. Have you seen what he put in today? His numbers?
Yeah, I saw some of it.
Okay.
I saw his 40 time was better. I saw his bench press time, more bench press reps.
They all went up, bud. They all went up. The bench press went up from 14 to 18, which you know, isn't great. But his he lost 5 pounds since the combine. His he improved his broad jump from 82 inches to 89 inches. His vertical leap, he improved from 19 inches to 25.5 inches. And he ran a 40 at the combine at 5.85, and he improved it to a 5.63. So he went up in all these categories. What does that mean to you? Does it mean much? Does it, or did this guy really help his draft stock by improving slightly in all these categories?
I think what Pro Day did for him, there are going to be teams that look at Orlando Brown and say, this guy to us is the best left tackle in this draft. And then the combine sort of went up red flag, but then this pro day performance, I think, brought it back in line with what people expected. I think the combine was so off track. Wait a second, he did 14 reps? And here's something to keep in mind with Orlando Brown. When he started playing football, which wasn't all that long ago, he was 400 pounds. He has been losing weight for the last how many ever years?
He was 450 pounds in eighth grade. 450 pounds in eighth grade.
Doesn't even sound real.
I can't even fathom. But what he needs to do going forward is continue to put his body back into shape. You know, get into shape. Find out where you are optimally. 330, 335, I don't know. Maybe 345 is exactly where he needs to be. But it's got to get better. And the thing is, it did get better. His bench press reps went up significantly. When you think about it, over, you know, almost 30%+, it went higher. So I think that's good. Look, Austin Corbett, a guy that I like from Nevada, he did 19 reps. And today, Orlando Brown ends up doing 18 reps. I've said it before. The guy can play. He's got 36.5, 37-inch arms. It takes you a while to run around those arms. And look, just like every rookie tackle is going to, Garrett Bowles found that out last year. And Bowles is a heck of an athlete. Bowles got it handed to him as a rookie. And it was, for Denver, it was tough because he was the number 20 pick in the draft. I think Orlando's going to end up being a second rounder, maybe top of the third, which is great for the Texans. I think this guy can absolutely play football, that he's getting himself where he needs to be a professional for the next 10 to 12 years. And if he's sitting there at the top of the third round, then I think the Texans absolutely have to think about drafting him and bringing him in, because he, of all these guys, ironically, is the one guy that I think can end up playing left tackle, because he's got that length that you need to have to keep pass rushers away. But the one thing that Orlando Brown does that has nothing to do with all this athletic testing, he is one of the most cerebral tackles you're going to find. He is very smart when it comes to pass rushing, how he approaches pass rushers, highly intelligent. And that's one of the things that came out of the combine, was that his meetings were off the charts good. And that's going to absolutely help him. And the teams that liked him going in may have been a little bit after the combine, after this pro day, are like, hey, look, we told you. Now, go out and get that guy. So I think it probably solidifies the stock in the second round, to be honest.
Yeah, I was just going to say, John, everything you said just, you know, convinces me. There's no way he's going to be on the board at 68. It might take a deal to move up to get him. I want to move on from offensive tackle, though, because some of the biggest news that came down today was the Arizona Cardinals' decision to cut loose Tyrann Mathieu, who has been first-team All-Pro, has missed some games in his career, one of the highest-paid safeties in the league. The Cardinals chose not to pay him. I'm curious your feelings on Tyrann Mathieu, pluses, minuses, what he might bring should the Texans, and they'll probably have to break the bank, land Tyrann Mathieu.
Yeah, that's the only thing to me, Rich, that I worry about. And some would say injury history. You know, a couple of the injuries he had were fluke injuries, but I don't know the best way to say this on radio, but I would lose my you-know-what if the Texans signed Tyrann Mathieu in a good way. I love him as a football player. I think there are some guys that just, I don't know the right way of saying this, they just know how to play ball. And it doesn't matter what position you play. Hey, Tyrann, go cover this guy, okay? Hey, Tyrann, go make a play on the football, okay? Go tackle this guy, okay? He just plays ball. And I remember back when he was a freshman at LSU, I remember we used to have a guy on with us that covered LSU football, and Mathieu was one of the last recruits to sign at LSU, but yet he was one of the first freshmen to get on the field at LSU that year, and you always found him around the ball, and you just don't find those guys. They aren't growing those guys on trees. You know, you look at the defensive backs that are in this draft, and you think, how many of them could make the plays that Tyrann Mathieu can make? Yes, it's expensive. It will be expensive because every team under the sun is making a play for Tyrann Mathieu. But to me, get in that mix and see whether you can bring him in, because if you have Watt, Clowney, Merciless, healthy, and you got Ballhawk like that in the secondary, that maybe can free up Andre Howell to do some of the things he can do, free up Kareem Jackson, free up some of the corners, and he can take on some of that playmaking that those guys maybe aren't as skilled in doing, you do it, right? I would do it. I just think the price tag is going to go exorbitantly high because teams absolutely want this guy. I mean, you can see it. It's like if Tyrann Mathieu ran for president today, he'd probably win if the vote was held from NFL teams. And I probably wouldn't mind that, to be honest with you. But he is just, everybody wants him. I mean, JJ made a, JJ threw it out there and said, let's go, bro. Come on, come to Houston. So I would love to see it happen. I think he would be a good fit in this defense. I think Romeo Crennel would know exactly how to have a positionless defensive back and know how to use him. And I don't mean that in a bad term. Definitely on Clowney's positionless, too. I think Mathieu would be fantastic here.
John, we need to do this quickly, but we're going to get your initial reaction. Ian Rappaport tweeting 2 minutes ago, the Texans have made a signing. They are signing former Saints offensive lineman Senio Kelemete. Am I pronouncing that right? A 3-year, $12 million deal with $5.5 million guaranteed. Your reaction?
Interior player that'll come out and mash you in the mouth. I mean, that's what he is. And I don't know that you can expect much more, but he's going to come in and hammer you. And look, they tendered Greg Mantz with I saw that, I think, while we were doing our live show. They tendered Greg Mantz, so bringing him back, I think, ends up being a good thing. But I've said it before, and I said it yesterday, you throw as much paint on the canvas as possible, and you let these guys all come to camp and figure it out at that point and figure out the five best to protect Deshaun Watson. So from that standpoint, let's go. Let's compete. Hey, bring in Shontrell Henderson and let that big sucker compete too. Because at 25 years old, he's a heck of an athlete.
Yeah.
He just hasn't put it all together yet. So I like it. Like I said, throw as much paint on the canvas and let's figure it out.
John, quickly, is Kelemete an interior line? I don't know anything about him. Is he an interior guy? Is he he's a guard? Okay, so
he's a guard.
All right, so
yeah,
he's
a guard. Okay, yeah, he's a guard.
Okay, so he's a body that competes with the folks on the interior there. All right, so there you go. Another Texan signing. Left tackle, I think people probably observing, saying, okay, well, we still need to find a left tackle here. But the Texans spending some of that cap money, and not a ton of it, really. 3 years, $12 million. Johnny, we appreciate it. You'll be up here again tonight. Is that the case?
Yeah, I'll be up there in a little bit, boys. I'll see you up there. It's good seeing you guys, and thank you for hosting me for the last couple of nights.
Anytime,
our pleasure,
buddy.
Anytime.
Stuff, we enjoy
thank
having you up here, man. All right, we'll do it again soon, Johnny. We appreciate it. John Harris, you can hear him tonight on Texans Radio at 6 o'clock. One other news item Ian Rappaport just tweeted, almost like he's listening in on our conversation and trying to shatter all of our hopes and dreams. The Vikings are finalizing a trade for Broncos quarterback Trevor Siemian. So the Vikings depth chart at quarterback pretty much set now. Kirk Cousins and Trevor Siemian.
And the kid the Texans just signed, the Kelemete, just FYI, he started 8 games at guard and 8 games at tackle last year for the Saints.
Okay. Protecting Drew
for
Brees.
For what it's worth.
Yeah. So I'll make a little Pro Football Focus run and see what color grade they gave him for his season that he had there. All right.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.